So this is a very gentle opening to a show that could best be described as a mid-paced. So we'll start slowly and we might just break a sweat by the time we get to the end. Sit down. Maybe have some tea. So, casually eschewing the principle that you must open a podcast with a banger that grabs people's attention, that is Ferns with Haunt Me. And it doesn't do a lot for 5 minutes or so, but what it does in a very nice manner. So, next we have, it's still fairly laid back, it's a Swedish folk band doing a cover of a Brazilian song. So, like I said, doing what it says on the tin, that is a Swedish folk band called Junip that have been about for a few years, covering a Brazilian classic, a Brazilian standard. I don't know enough about Brazilian music to comment, but the song is called Oba La Vermelha, which I believe translates as, yeah, there she comes, assuming I've translated the right bit of the song on Google. Anyway, when my CD player comes to life, you will have another track. So, back in the days when I was I suppose, kicking off this entire escapade again, cults were darlings of the blog scene, and I imagine they would be one track and then disappear like so many people do, or one track and a disappointing album like so many people do, but they're back, and that's a nice slice of ethereal 60s pop. It's called The High Road. So, before we move on, you're listening to The Binary Choice with DJ Bullion, broadcasting around the world on spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and join us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more. So, next is part of my gigging regime for November. This is a band from the Lake District called Women's Hour. Played them on the last one. This is the A-side off their single. This is called To The End, and it's good, so you will also get to hear it.
Suppose it was too soon, falling in too deep. Nothing but love for you, here without someone I know. Never too. Always on.
the soundtrack to A Final Farewell Kiss. That is To The End by Women's Hour. I'm playing at the Bethnal Green Working Men's Club a week today, which is Wednesday. So it's probably sold out anyway. So, sucks to be you. Next, at last, something that doesn't have subdued drums on it. So, hints of Annie Lennox there. That is Young Galaxy with Talk to Her, which is an unreleased track. Well, I say unreleased, it pops up on the special edition of their last album, Ultramarine, and it's very nice. It's quite poppy. So next, a London duo called Elephant, who failed to get played on my previous shows. But hey, they've hit the big time now. luxuriating in a gently tropical sea that is elephants and shapeshifter. You can almost hear the palm trees swaying in the wind. So next, dance music that starts off quite gently. It'll just play out for a bit, then a beat comes in, then it drops out again. It was described on the artist's website as a dance music without too much dance about it. But you know, it's roughly the halfway point of the show, so you know, why rush things? So that is an artist called Joel Hood, and that is his the first thing he's put out. It's called Follow the Fool. The fact it kind of comes in and goes and comes back again is slightly disconcerting, but it's got a really nice sort of organic life feel to it. So yeah, it makes the cuts. So next up is a random cut from Ostra's recent album. It's a little bit hit and miss, but this track is definitely one of the higher points. Right, that is Ostra with Annie. It's a very kind of 90s dance feeling bit of their album. Like I said, it's a bit hit and miss, but worth a listen just for Painful Like, which is previously featured. So next, a little bit more electronica. It comes in gently. This is by a chap called Tycho. Okay, that's Tycho. His songs are a little bit structurally similar, but you've got that rich guitar sound and stabs of synth that sound like they were lifted from High Contrast's first album, as far as I'm concerned. That's an ace and a king. So, next, English guitar in music indie band. Because there's got to be some on every show. That one's because I'm always keeping the spirit of 1996 alive in my heart. That is a band called Single Beds, and no, they're not called Single Beds. The band are called Night Flowers, and the track's called Single Beds, and it is available for a free download. So, you're listening to The Binary Choice with DJ Bullion, broadcasting around the world on spiritpantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and join us on the web at spiritpantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more. So, next up, we have a little bit of Moscow Disco. It's not what you expect, but it's good.
has got the will to break down. Spin the fire in the zone. Doing the beat to see him. Doing stand aside. There's nothing you can keep him.
So the disco from Moscow is surprisingly good. That's a band called Pompeia and a track called Power. The album came out a couple of years back, but you know, I'm trapped in a time warp as it is. So without further ado, I'm going to go and see these soon.
I'm not afraid to die.
Right, that's a California band called Superhumanoids, and the track is called So Strange. I happened on them earlier in the year. It's good, it's jaunty, bit of disco. They are playing at Birthdays in Dalston in a few weeks, so I'm pretty sure tickets for that will not sell out. So, yeah, there's worse ways to spend £7 in an evening. So, for the final track I have for you, a little treat. It is the best song about an asthma attack you will ever hear.
Time when I was really
So for the coffee and cigars element of the show, that is an Australian lady called Courtney Barnett with a song called Avant Gardener. And it's a long time since a piece of stylistically superior, well-narrated slacker rocks put a smile on my face like that. So, with a smile on my face, hopefully you've made it to the end of the show. Good night, goodbye, farewell.